If you want to revise all the Tajweed rules, test yourself and see how good you are, or even if you want to solidify your knowledge about Tajweed, then this ayah is for you. This ayah is found in Surah Al-Ma'idah, number 95. And it contains around 95% of all the Tajweed rules according to Hafs an Asim. So, if you're able to read this ayah properly and without mistakes, then this means that you have a pretty solid knowledge about Tajweed. So, how are we gonna do this? Well, first, we'll divide the ayah into sections. And then we'll go through every single word of that section and analyze it to see which rules should be applied to it. And afterwards, after going through all of them, I will read the entire ayah again, and there you can compare your recitation to mine. If there is a rule or a term that I used in this lesson and you want to learn more about it, then you should look to the top right corner where I'll be showing the thumbnail of the lesson where you can learn more about that certain topic. The links will also be available in the description. So, let's get started. In the first section, we read, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْتُلُوا الصَّيْدَ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ So the first rule that we can see here is separated mad in the word يَا أَيُّهَا. So we are allowed to extend it for two harakat as a mad tabi'i or natural mad and say Ya ayyuhal ladheen, or you can extend it for four counts and say
Ya ayyuhal ladheen.
The next word is alladheena, and we can directly see that this word starts with Hamzat al-wasl. And since we'll be connecting these two words here, this alif will completely disappear, and we will say, Ya ayyuhalladheen, without mentioning any hamza whatsoever at the beginning of the word. Next up is the word amanu, which contains a mad badal, because the original version of this word is amanu. Because of the mad badal, we are allowed to exchange the second hamza with an alif and say amanu with two counts, since it becomes a natural mad or a mad tabi'i. Next is the word taqtulu, and in this word we see qalqala, because qaf in this case has sukun, so it has to receive qalqala, and we say taqtulu, not taqtulu. That is not correct. And since the word taqtulu ends with an alif, which has this circle sign, which means that this alif will be ignored and it will not be pronounced. And if we link it to the word that comes after it, which is as-sayd, we also see that we will be dropping hamzat al-wasl, since we will be linking the two words together. And since the sad is one of the sun letters, this means that we have lam shamsiyya. In other words, this lam will be dropped and it will not be pronounced. So we have this alif is not pronounced, hamzat al-wasl will not be pronounced, the lam is lam shamsiyya, so it will not be pronounced, and we will directly move from this word to the sad, and we say taqtulu as-sayd. And second is that if you stop at this word, you can extend it for 2, 4, or 6 harakat, since we call this part here madlin. So we can say La taqtulu as-sayd. Here, extending 4 harakat is possible if you stop at the word. If you keep on going, then there is no mad here whatsoever. Next is the word antum and it contains إخفاء with غنة. And in this case, because it is followed by تاء, then it has غنة of two حركات. And the last word, حرم. If you stop at it, then there is nothing special going on. However, if you keep on reading, you will have to merge or apply إدغام with غنة, since you will merge the تنوين or the نون ساكنة in this case with the واو that follows it, and you would say
وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمُ وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ.
Now, moving on to the next part. The word men contains إخفاء, so we say
وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ.
And at the end of this word, we see a linking med or med sila. So we say,
قَتَلَهُ مِنْكُمْ.
Next up is the word
مِنْكُمْ.
And this word contains إخفاء, so we will have غنة of two حركات. And we also realize that إخفاء can occur within the same word, and it can also happen between two words, like the previous example, between
مَنْ قَتَلَ.
Next is merging two memes into one meme, and in this case, the first meme doesn't receive any تشكيل or vowels, but you see that the next meme has شدة on top. So this is a case of
إدغام with غنة.
So you will say it like that.
مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا.
And of course, the same meme with غنة is included in the word, so you will have two times the meme with غنة.
مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا.
And then between مُتَعَمِّدًا and فَجَزَاء, there is also إخفاء with غنة, saying
مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاء.
Next up is the word
فَجَزَاء,
which has a connected med, and this med has to be extended for five counts. And at the end of the word, we have إدغام with غنة, which is pronounced like that.
فجزاء مثل.
The next word is النعم. And here we also have لام شمسية saying
النعم.
The next section starts with
يحكم به ذوى.
And here we have another linking med, which means that you're going to add a ya here between these two words and say
بِهِ ذَوَى عَدِل.
And between the word عَدِل and مِنْكُم, there's also another إدغام between the تنوين of عَدِل and the ميم of مِنْكُم. The word مِنْكُم is repeated. And at the end of it this time, we have إظهار, since the meme at the end of minkum will have to be shown, since after it directly we have the letter ha. So we say
minkum hadiyah.
And in the word hadiyah, we have qalqala of the dal, since it has sukoon. And at the end of the word hadiyah, we have iqlab, because the next word that comes after it starts with ba. So pronouncing it with the qalqala and iqlab at the end of it will be
هَدِيًا بَالِغُ.
And in the word بَالِغُ, we have alif that is empty mouth, and we say ba, not ba. The word الكعبة contains لام قمرية, so we should pronounce it and say
بَالِغَ الْكَعْبَ.
But the hamza at the beginning of it is hamzat wasl, so it will be dropped if you keep on reading. Then the word kaffara contains ra that is full mouth, so we say
kaffara.
And at the end of it there is also ikhfa with ghunna. The ghunna here is full mouth because the letter that comes after it is ta, which is a full mouth letter. So in order to merge them properly, you have to make the غنة also in full mouth. That's why we say
كفارة طعام.
Then we have the word عدل that also contains قلقلة. And then here in this word, remember that the tongue should be between the front teeth and say ذلك and not ذلك or ذلك because these are two different sounds. And between the word صيامة and ليذوق, there is إدغام كامل without غنة. So you should say صيام ليذوق. And next is the word أمره, which contains راء that is empty mouth. Since it has كسرة, so we say أمره. And also at the end of this word, we have مد صلة or linking مد, which is usually dropped here since most people stop at this point. But if you keep on reading, it will be pronounced. Next is عفى الله, and in this case we have التقاء الساكنين, which is two consonant sounds following one another, and in this case the alif will be dropped, so we will not say عفى الله. That is not correct. The alif at the end of عفى will be dropped if you keep on reading, and you should say عفى الله. Next is the word الله, and the lam in Allah is, of course, full mouth. So we say Allah, not إله. Since the letter before the lam is the fa with fatha, but if it was a letter with kasra, then we would have to say إله. And then next, the word عَمَّ contains ميم with غنة, since it is ميم with شدة on top. And at the end of it, there is also natural مد, عم سلف. So don't forget to extend this alif here into its natural form of two counts and do not skip it. Do not say عم سلف because that is not correct. And the final part of this ayah contains إظهار because the noon was followed by عين, so we say ومن عاد. And the word فينتقم also has إخفاء, which we mentioned before. And also the word Allah here contains lam that is full mouth. We have another izhar in this word because it was followed by ha, so we say min. And finally we have ikhfa with ghunna between aziz and dhu. But this time this ikhfa has an empty mouth ghunna since the letter that comes after it is the dhal, and that is an empty mouth letter. So we say عزيز ذو انتقام. And in spite of the fact that ذو ends with a natural مد letter, we will not extend because of التقاء الساكنين. So it will be completely dropped and we will say ذو انتقام, not ذو انتقام. That is not correct. Now we'll read the entire ayah from beginning to end. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاءٌ مِثْلُ مَا قَتَلَ مِنَ النَّعَمِ فَجَزَاءٌ مِثْلُ مَا قَتَلَ مِنَ النَّعَمِ يَحْكُمُ بِهِ ذَوَى عَدْلٍ مِنْكُمْ هَدِيًا بَالِغَ الْكَعْبَةِ أو كفارة طعام مساكين أو عدل ذلك صياما ليذوق وبال أمره عفى الله عما سلف ومن عاد فينتقم الله منه والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
So, did you see any rule that I didn't mention? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.